Shulchan Aruch Simen Reish Mem Beis, we're holding in Sif Aleph that the Shulchan Aruch said that a person that doesn't have money, but even so has to pressure himself to be adding and the skimel sudas in the kosa de hanas, like a little gefilte, a little sardines and a kugel, and he has to push himself to add. And how he does it, the Shulchan Aruch says, he will mitzamtzem b'shar yomim, be a bit tight during the week, that you could have much more for Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Dalet comes and says, that all of this halacha that I'm telling you, that a person misha ashar tchukulei b'yoyser cannot have an emele tzorch letamtem, it's only misha en lo mashkeno eslil v'yisaleim. He doesn't have how to borrow money. But if he has a way to borrow money, to lend money, zog de Mishnah Berurah, ilavochi tzorich lilvois kedei shelo levatel mitzvas oineg Shabbos. A person has to be malve money, not to be mevatel oinek Shabbos. So before we start, I want just to say a little aura. I didn't find yet that the Achrayim speak about it. If we learn that the Shulchan Aruch is talking what we learned last week, was two ways. Other we learn that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a person that is not very poor, he doesn't have no money, and he's only eating two sudas and with bread and water, and of them is of the Mishnah Berurah, but if he has an option to lend money, for sure he has to lend money. But if the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a person that has Shalosh Sudas and he has a Kasad Arnas and he has Sardines, and even so, Avdem Zog the Mishnah Berurah, that if he has a Chetim Tzela Halvis Moes, he has to be Malve. So we have a bigger Chiddush. That even that he has a Kasad Arnas, he has to be Malve, money to have much more as Kovet Shabbos. And Shulchan Aruch says, the Mishnah Berurah says, why he has to be Malve? To Mekayim the Mitzvah of Oinek Shabbos. See, the first way is push it. He only has two sudas without Einik Shabbos, only bread and water. Of them state that mitzvahs Einik Shabbos, they can't chill it to be malve more. But if we're saying that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a person that has gimel sudas and kasa de harmese, and even sounds like the Mishnah Berurah that if he has what to be malve, he has to be malve, kedei shelo levatel Einik Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Shoimer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bonai, Levu Alai V'ani Pireya, Levu Alai V'ani Pireya. So the shaila is the following. Mishnah Berurah says a person has to be malve money to mekayim oinek Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say inside what is the case that he has to be malve money. But in Shaar HaTzion he brings a machlekes that shitas agro, that even if he doesn't know how he will pay it back, he has to be malve. And that's the shitas habach. Shitas hataz, that only if he knows how he will pay it back, he has to be malve money. But if he doesn't know how to pay it back, not to take the alvoy. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Kein mashma be'agro, that he has to in every case to be malve the money. Ve'abach, v'im yochel le'asik v'milil v'y tzorich le'alvois v'yiftach ba'ashem shu ya'azrenu. Shalatzion Sivkot Mibayit, we're reading. U'bater ezzakonim is the taz mashma de lo yalve elohim kenu mishayr shu'ir le'bemal yitzroya. Only if he sees that he has a way how to pay back. And the Mishnah Berurah in Shalatzion is mitzayim v'misayim v'nire de'hakri lefi ha'inyan. He doesn't say what he means. So the Veld says two mahalchim. One mahalach the Veld learns pshat, hakel lefi inyan, if you look at a person, what you will do if you have to make a big party and you don't have money, you have to make a wedding and you don't have money, that is same money that you will go to the gmach and get from the gmach, that money you have to be malve for Shabbos. But what you will not do for yourself, you're not mechuyav to do here also. And anders zog in a ander pshat. That mishmaras moyed is medayek loshna gemore and beitzes, bonai, levu elai, ve'aminu bi, believe in me, ve'ani pereh, and I will pay you back. I will pay your chayvus. It's totally how much you believe in HaKadosh Baruch. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down the word ve'aminu bi, but in our Gemara states, bonai, levu alai, ve'aminu bi, believe in me, ve'ani pereh. So lefi the amount of bitochen that a person has, lefi that Hashem pays him back. So haki lefi inyan means, lefi the amount of bitochen that a person has, if he has a lot of bitochen, so you do a lot, then you could be malve. If you don't have a lot of bitochen, you cannot be malve. You have to see lefi the matzah. I heard a third shot, haki lefi inyan, you have to see, sometimes you don't know for where to pay, but it's episode mahalach. But if it's no mahalach bichlal, as avada nish, the third mahalach, no chaveg how to learn pshat. I just want to mention a shteta in Sidur Yavet. Sidur Yavet says like this, Masha omru levu alai v'ani pereya, Eina kavona, the pshat is not shialvenu bli mashkin, he will take money, v'yoychal alo v'chodi, and he will be happy, and yismich al hanes, and if eina kidai, and if he doesn't have the real bitochen, yischal Hashem shumayim al yodichas v'sholem, and v'i eloi v'roshe v'lo yishalem cholilo. Elokach pirusha. For sure, it doesn't mean just take the money and then you don't have what to pay and below the rosha v'lo yishalem. That he will tell the malve when he takes the money, I'm taking it l'tzerich ha'itzer Shabbos and I don't have a word to pay, but I'm semech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shel bonai levu alai v'ani pereya. And if he says that, dai behochi. I just have to understand, I never got it so clear, and the next thing Kotten, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that Hitzoy Shabbos Eino Min HaCheshbon. A person has the amount of money that Hashem gives him every year, but Hitzoy Shabbos Eino Min HaCheshbon. Hitzoy Shabbos don't count. So we have to know, Shtikel, if Hitzoy Shabbos don't count, so what is the problem? You could be Malver, and for sure Hashem will pay you back. We'll see the next Mishnah Berurah. So the Halacha is a person has to be Mitzamtim himself, Kedei Lechabed Es HaShabbos. The mezainah, says the Mishnah Berurah, that the food, the mezainah shel Shabbos v'yontav, sivkot n'dalev, imoisiv meisifim lo, how much you add for Shabbos, Hashem adds to you. K'mish amur chazal, kol mezainah shel odom k'tsuvim lo, miroish ha'shona v'ad roish ha'shona. V'yesh li yizor shel yoisiv bohem, why penlik v'tsuv lo kol kach? Maybe he doesn't have enough, so if he'll eat a lot in the beginning of the year, he will left in the end with nothing. Chutz moitsha Shabbos v'yontav, v'yitzu asmanav l'talmud teiro, shimoisiv meisifim lo. So Yitzur Shabbos is Eino Min HaCheshbon. You have to know, Taka. So if a person Yitzur Shabbos, it doesn't count. So a person has an amount of how much he could eat this year, but what he buys for Shabbos doesn't count. What if a person bought a lot of Shabbos and his leftovers? I saw the Mefoshim. What is left over and he bought for Shabbos, it's not Min HaCheshbon. Even if he eats it during the week, it doesn't count. But if a person buys extra and he wants it to overflow for the weekday, then I saw different machlekes. The Mishnah Berurah carries on and it says, Lovim Beribis, you're allowed to be malve beribis letzerich sudas Shabbos and sudas mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah adds, v'haynu me'eino Yehudi from a goy or me'Yisrael bederecheta. So shittas on Mishnah Berurah, this is a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, loivim beribis letzerich Shabbos, tzerich sudas Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah learned that it's only from a goy or bederecheta. Now we have to know, what is the chiddush of loivim beribis? If we're not learning like the Mishnah Berurah, we'll see in a second the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that is a heter beribis de Rabbanon, so the Chiddush is Pashat. But if we say like the Mishnah Berurah, that the heter of Loivi beribis is only beribis beribis Akum, that is Mutar of a heter Iske. So what is the Chiddush of Loivi beribis? So we could say one Chiddush is that you have to be Malve beribis, even that you will have a loss, that you will have to pay the ribis. Because it's a chiyuv to be malve beribis. But this is a shtickle derichak, because the Mishnah Berurah adds, oy letzerich sudas mitzvah. And dir lechur for sure is no chiyuv, it only means reshus. So it's more mashman, if you the Mishnah Berurah, that the chiddush of loivim beribis is, I would think maybe it's a gzeira de rabbonon. Not a gzeira de rabbonon, I'm sorry. I'll fix doshan agmor and makis daf chof dalet. V'kaspoi lenosan b'neshech, b'neshech lenosan kaspoi, Zehu the pasuk finishes. Oisa eile lo yimoit kaspo le nosan beneshech veafilu beribis ev dekichovim. That is the Indian not to be malve beribis ev dekichovim. Zakt Rashi because he benimshach. Hetarisk is better if you don't need to malve beribis not to be malve beribis. So here we're telling you, yeah, but letzerich Shabbos, then you're allowed. The Shulchan Aruch Harav learns not like the Mishnah Berurah that the heter of the Yerushalmi is even beribis the Rabbanan. And then the pshat is kibshutai, that is a chiyuv to be loive, afilu beribis derabbanan. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention nothing like that, he says mefurish not like that. And Sharatzion, he brings down that it's only beribis akum or ribis bedeheter, or beribis derabbanan is not. And he says in Sif Kotten, Tesvov, udaloik moisharoisi leechot shehito beribis derabbanan. And he means to be mafkia from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. And the Aruch HaShulchan, he says lemaisa lehalocha like the Mishnah Berurah, that is no heter. The Mishnah Berurah finishes, Im shorchu loy dvar meichol, if someone send him food for Shabbos, sheichlenu b'Shabbos, loy ichlenu b'chol, ken kosa b'sefer chassidim. Because I'm a chiddush in sefer chassidim, that if someone send you food to eat in Shabbos, not to eat it during the week. Now, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say why. It's Shabbos dike aloche, lekovet Shabbos, kodesh, you're not allowed to touch it. Or it's gedol, mavir al das balabais. Zog nevel from the hemshach of the Mishnah Berurah that he finishes, that in Hilchos Purim we found that you're allowed to mishan if him, what people give you for Purim, it's mashma, there's no Shabbos dikas problem, it's only mavir adas balabais. Kafachayim is also mashma like that. The Kafachayim says, if you don't have what to eat for Shabbos, you have to leave it for Shabbos. Also, I'm not so sure if he means, because mistoma he sent it for that, or because stama it's covered Shabbos. But he said, but if you have what to eat for Shabbos, that's totally, if the person that sent it to you wants your dafka to be zaki, you're in Shabbos, you're not allowed to use it before Shabbos. But if You know that he said that the lady made a cake, she wants a neighbor to taste the cake. The grandmother made a challah, she wants the grandson to taste the challah. But not because it's an Indian dafka for Shabbos. He says, sure, you're allowed to eat it before Shabbos. Maybe we'll be mamshach the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch brings down a halacha mitakonas ezre shiu mechapsim bgodim b'chamishi b'Shabbos mitnei kvayla Shabbos. As a halacha mitakonas ezre shiu mechapsim bgodim b'chamishi b'Shabbos mitnei kvayla Shabbos. So I want to be magdim. This halacha to make laundry yom chamishi mitnei kvayla Shabbos. As the Gemara b'kamed after base, two takonas of ezre. One takonas shiu mechapsim bgodim b'yom chamishi mitnei kvayla Shabbos. Another takana shiu mashkim v'oifim be'erev Shabbos mipnei kovod haShabbos. The Shulchan Aruch, the Bis Yosef, and Shulchan Aruch only brought down the first takana. Mitakonas Ezra shiu mechapsim b'godim mipnei kovod haShabbos, v'chamishi mipnei kovod haShabbos, to make laundry, yayim chamishi. The second halacha, baking erev Shabbos, he never mentioned, the Rambam mentions it. Noagim lolush kedei shiu chala bebayis, lasis mem lechomim, livtzoy alem b'Shabbos v'yontev, v'hu mikovod Shabbos v'yontev. But he switched. He didn't say stam mashkimim ve'oifim lekavod Shabbos. He added that as a minig to make shiur challah to be mafrish challah. So we have to see why the Bis Yosef like he only brought down the first minig. He didn't bring down the second minig to make challahs for Shabbos. And also the Ramah didn't bring down that as a minig to bake for Shabbos. He just baked down that as a minig to bake a shiur challah. So Be'ezras Hashem, the Ramah will have to see him next year. Be'ezras Hashem, maybe we'll go even weiter after that. But in the meantime, we'll go down to the halacha of the Bis Yosef. The halacha of the Bis Yosef Shulchan Aruch is mitakonas ezro shiu mechapsim bgodim b'chamishi b'Shabbos b'nei kvod haShabbos. To make laundry, yom chamishi. Rabbi Seinu Achroinim have a machloik as they say the Mishneh Berurah learns pshat in takonas ezro. The Magen Avraham learns that the Iker takona was not to make laundry Friday because it's very tight, you can't be maspik to wash it, to dry it, we want it to be available to clean for Shabbos, so they made an issur to make kibbutz b'yom Friday. Not that we're attacking that you have to do it yom chamishi. Don't do laundry. I have to have a ksus nekiya, buy a new one, chveis nish. But the takona was not to make laundry Friday. The Eliyahu Rabbah learns the other way around. There was a takona that you have to rinse your clothes for Shabbos. One takona. And when they said to do it yom chamishi, because they didn't want to say to do it Friday, because they were scared that you would not have enough time for Shabbos. But not that they made an issur on the kibbutz of Friday. They made a mitzvah to make Shabbos b'yom chamishi. This is the chepta of the mitzvah, to make a kibbutz b'yom chamishi. Thus is good for the takona, to make a kibbutz b'yom chamishi. As I chazal, gishtol the takona. Now, the nafkimin is, the fidu magen avrom is the issur Friday, the fidu eliyahu rabbah is not issur, it's a mitzvah b'yom chamishi. In our days, we have washing machines and dryers. You're allowed to do it Friday or not. So, on the Magen Avraham, Lefidei Eliyahu Rabbah, Friday for sure allowed to do. It was never Yisrael to do Friday. The question is, if in our days, it's an Indian to do it Yom Chamishi, or anyway, it's not so Indian, because anyway, it's not so hard to do it Friday, so you can be Yaitan Aloch and Kibbutz Friday. Lefidei Magen Avraham, some people say, Loim Plug, Val de Aser de Aser. Anazogane, today it's not so hard, it doesn't disturb the Kavod Shabbos, how are you allowed to do it Yom Chamishi? You're allowed to do it even Friday. Rabbi Shimon Zalman Erbach holds that Me'ikir Adin, you're allowed to do it Friday, or because we don't pass in the Magen Avraham, or because even if you're the Magen Avraham, but today it's not so hard, so you're allowed to do it Friday. But Lekatchila, he says, Avadah to do it Yom Chamishi, it's Murkav at Shabbos, because it's Nirikim Mezalzel the Shabbos that you're doing it Friday. Not that Rabbi Shimon Zalman made a new takonah. Takonah's Ezra was Eliyahu Rabbi to do it Yom Chamishi. You're right, in our days, there's no purpose for the takonah. V'az mezalzel b'Shabbos is nirik l'takonah. So now we'll see the Mishneh Berurah inside. We'll see that the Mishneh Berurah was machriya like the Eliyahu Rabbah, that is a mitzvah skibus, and be made of the mitzvah is yom chamishi, and it's not that there's an Yisro Friday. Mele, for sure, you're allowed to wash, use a washing machine Friday, just as an Indian to do it yom chamishi. Kafachaim says, better yom chamishi and not to do it yom revi, because the closer for Shabbos, it looks like nirik l'kavod Shabbos. If you can't Yom Revi, Yom Chamishi, so do it Yom Revi, but not Yom Shlishi, because Yom Revi is closer for Shabbos. But the Mishneh Berurah is machriya meikar, like the Eliyahu Rabbah, that it was a takona to rinse your clothes. Zog the Mishneh Berurah and Tzif Kotten Hei, Bipnei Kovod HaShabbos, Kedei Shiyu Levonim LeShabbos. This is the Eliyahu Rabbah, it's a takona. Aval Loi Be'erev Shabbos, why they didn't say to do it Friday, even though it looks better for Shabbos, Kedei Shiyu Pnuim Lis'asik B'tzorchi Shabbos, but not that they made an Isu, that they stole the takona Yom Chamishi. Because I'm learning like the Eliyahu Rabbah, that is a mitzvah to make kibbutz, So shleilech bechelik echod kama shabbos kedei shleilaver atakon asetzro. Let's see the Morgan Avraham. There's no isur. There's no mitzvah to rinse your clothes. There's no need to make kibbutz. There's no need to make laundry for Shabbos. It's the isur to do vayelim. If someone doesn't rinse his clothes, doesn't make kibbutz, it's not a problem. But she'engel if you deliver rabbi, there's a mitzvah kibbutz. If you're going with dirty clothes, you're over on a mitzvah kibbutz. This is the lashon hasharatzion. And see if cotton to zayin can hiskim deliver rabbi b'chinem armodche. Now, from this Mishnah Berurah, we found a very interesting point. He says that if you have the clothes are clean, you don't have to rinse them every week. But if you a couple of weeks you wear the same clothes and they're not clean, you're over on the takonet. So we see that there's a mitzvah to make laundry for Shabbos. But in the same hand, we found a chiddush in Mishnah Berurah, a gevaldike chiddush, that you're allowed to wear a couple of weeks the same clothes and not rinse them and not make a kibbutz and not make laundry. Ah, you're over on the takonet, says Ezra. So, and the Machzik Bracha says that Takonas Ezra was not to make laundry every week. Just when the clothes are dirty, on Takonas Ezra, it's a dim ksus nekiya. Say that, I'm a chabad Shabbos, different zachem. It's not so dirty, I don't know exactly what the answer in ksus nekiya. Oh, but you're not over on Takonas Ezra. Takonas Ezra is when the clothes are dirty, you're over on Takonas Ezra. Oh, but you don't have to do it every week. I'm the Zogonet, the Takonas was every week. Loi plug. Look in the Sefer, Chidush Basra, and Meshaburu, and Marich, that Chazal made a leplug that everyone has to. Aye, but Razeh the Shaila is how the Mishnah Berurah says that only after a couple of weeks you have on the takonah. They want to say that to mekayim the takonah from leplug is enough to rinse one thing, a socks, you rinse underwear, something that big day zayah, it's enough to mekayim the takonah. They have a duke. And Shechonoch and Nuches Tishabov and Simon Tafkuf Nun Aleph, Shechonoch says in Shabbos Chazoin that you don't change the clothes, Zok Viramo, but you only change one clothes. I was with Takana says, oh, you're wearing during clothes. Tana says, but if you change one cloak, you yaitse the Takana. So, in Mele, the Mishnah Berurah means that without Takana says, would be enough Taka in a Hanami. So, for the plug is enough to rinse one of the clothes. So, Lefida, we have to say another Chidush. If we want to say that for Takanas Ezra is enough to do one, but everyone that is dirty, Avada is Bichlaz at Takana. Every week you have to clean your clothes. Just if they're clean, but even so you have to make a laundry, a cover Shabbos, but then it's enough to do one. If some of the other things are dirty, then at Takanas Ezra you have to rinse all of them.